So I've been thinking a lot about how to share my story and wound up writing pages and pages and pages of it and thought, that's kind of long, and I think maybe I need to package it a little bit more nicely. So I got it down to two, and then I was looking it through and then listening to Eric talking and thought, wow, that really is not a good way to share my story, just stand up here and read it. So I've been writing some notes out, and hopefully it will make more sense. But when I was growing up, my mom and dad did not go to church. My dad was forced to go to church when he was a kid and vowed that he would never set foot in a church again because he just had such a negative experience growing up with church. My mom had a lot of other experiences that were not quite as dramatic, I think, but had her own opinions. And so they got together and they decided that their kids would decide when they were an adult if they wanted to go to church or not, but they were not going to send us to church. So I think as a partial consequence of that, I didn't really have any idea about who Jesus was or anything like that. And I kind of grew up being a jerk. I didn't believe in God. I somehow got the idea that God didn't exist or shouldn't exist. And I was kind of mad about a lot of things. And so I would try arguing. As I got older, I tried arguing with people and tried to convince them that God didn't really exist and that it was just a silly superstition and they needed to get over it. And I remember when I was in high school, I had a study hour and some people actually, I guess there was a girl who was a Christian and was talking to these two guys, and they thought, well, hey, we'll sick Ryan on her. And so they brought her over to me and wound up getting in this discussion and debate, and I think that she left in tears. So I was pretty arrogant. By the time I was in college, I was very much devoted to Ayn Rand and Friedrich Nietzsche and existential philosophers, and I was pretty full of myself, and I thought I had it all figured out. And then I met these two friends, because I didn't have a lot of friends, but I had these two friends from high school who, strangely, I didn't intimidate them enough. And so I found out that they were Christians, and I was so ashamed of them. But I decided that I needed to help them. So I would meet with them, and I would talk to them about God, and I would talk to them about religion, and I would debate them about creation and how silly it was that the earth could possibly be created in 6 days, and, you know, why don't you believe in evolution because it's been proven, and all the sorts of things. And my friends, instead of going off in tears like that girl in high school, they actually kept coming back with answers, and they weren't stupid answers. And it sort of forced me to intellectually think about who God was, who Jesus was, and whether or not it actually did make sense. And so that's where I think God started to get my attention, was through my brain. So eventually, over a period of a couple of years, my two friends loved me enough to put up with my arrogance and put up with my being a jerk most of the time, and really cared about me. And I think that ultimately it was a combination of the fact that they could satisfy my intellectual barriers. They could break those down, and then they could get through to my heart and show me that Jesus was real. And I started to experience some transformations. I started to read the Bible, consider, wow, maybe this is actually true. And one day I went to church with them and I took communion. So that was, some of you may know New Covenant Church because the Village sort of has a history with there. And that was my first church. That's where I came to know Jesus. So the hardest thing I remember was just admitting that I needed to be fixed, that there was actually something wrong with me and I was broken and I needed to be fixed. And I think that was the first time I ever actually experienced something humble. New Covenant at the time was very committed to missions, particularly foreign missions. It was this little tiny church, but they had a mission budget that was bigger than a lot of much, much bigger churches. And so many people from that community wound up going off overseas to various countries, Muslim countries, and I wound up through a bizarre set of circumstances, going to the Czech Republic, and I fell in love with that country before I ever even went there, and I felt very strongly called of God to go there. And by the time I finished college, I went to the Czech Republic with a missions agency thinking, this is where God wants me to be possibly for the rest of my life. And I started dating a girl over there, and that got me in trouble with the missions agency I was with, because apparently that was a no-no. And so they actually sent me away from the Czech Republic, and so for 5 months I was depressed and angry, and I felt a lot like I did before I was a Christian. And that was my first real crisis of faith. And through a roundabout ways, I wound up going back to the Czech Republic, and then I wound up breaking up with a girl, and I almost married her, but I didn't. And ultimately, I wound up back here in Tucson, and I started attending the Village, and I began to realize that in order for me to move forward in my life, I had to start going backwards into my past. And actually realized that there were reasons why I was a jerk. There were reasons why I was mean to people. And it's because I was so hurt and I had suffered so much as a kid, being picked on and bullied, and I felt so ashamed. And this is the PG-13 version of my story. I will be happy to share the R-rated version of my story if you would like to come up to me and ask. But I just had some very, very difficult traumatic experiences as a child that I had to suffer through. And I think that I always had this sense when I was a kid that maybe there was a God. And I would, when I was anxious or I was scared, I would say, well, God, if you're there, would you help me with this? Or maybe you could talk to me or show me something. And this is before I knew anything about God. Like, nobody was talking about God in my house. There were Bibles on the shelves and they stayed there and collected dust. They were like ornaments. But what happened when I was a kid shut that down until God was able to reach me through communities like this one, like New Covenant, like my friends who love me enough. And that suffering started to make some sense. And then the suffering that I had when things didn't work out the way that I thought they were supposed to started to make some sense. As I progressed over the last 10 years or so, and I fostered a daughter who was, for 2 years, she was in our home as a young child, like 8 months until what, 20 months was it? 2.5. And then she went back to a horrible situation at home, and we knew it was going to be a horrible situation at home. And we had to suffer that loss and the loss for her. And seeing my son, who has physical problems because of choices that his birth mother made before he was born. And I think about that kind of suffering. Where is God in that? Where was God when I was a kid? Where was God when two airplanes hit the World Trade Center 10 years ago today? And I know in my head, and now much more in my heart, that God was there all along. God is there all along. I don't know why he doesn't take away the suffering. I don't know why he doesn't take away the pain. I don't know why Sean died. I don't know why. But he's there, and I know that he cares about us because of what he did in my life to change me from being a jerk to somebody who can actually stand up and tell a story, and hopefully it has some impact on somebody.